Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Third hour of the program here. We were discussing the Detroit ballot measure that's going to be appearing in November this year to give Detroiters the opportunity to decriminalize, make the lowest police enforcement priority, that is to say, regarding psychedelic plants.
Well, they call it entheogenic plants and fungi. Is there a difference, like a big difference?
No, entheogen is the newer term. Mm-hmm. So psychedelic kind of has all this baggage associated with it, like, oh my God, psychedelic, someone's going to trip and jump out a window. Whereas entheogen is a much more newer terminology. As you mentioned earlier, it stands for the God within. So it's a much more descriptive term as far as the spiritual aspect of taking something like magic mushrooms. Because you can take a psychedelic or an entheogen for just to get high with your friends, but you can also take it for, you know, an introspective spiritual journey. And personally, that's what I prefer to take these things for. When I have done that, unfortunately, I'm on some bail conditions right now that prohibit me from doing those sorts of things. But, you know, over my lifetime, I have done those things, and I appreciate the spiritual aspect of it. So entheogen speaks more to that, whereas psychedelics like, whoa, crazy. You know, it sounds a little bit more wild and dangerous when you use that term. So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. It's Ian and
Bonnie
in the studio with you. Angie is on the line, one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, calling in. Angie, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask some questions about the administration or the use of the psychedelic drop in, like, end-of-life aspects. So if someone is coming to the end of their life for a terminal illness or because death is approaching, they treat people with psychedelic drops. Do you guys know anything about that or how that works or why they do that?
Yeah, I have heard about this, and one of the reasons why they do it is because, well, again, like we were just discussing, the term entheogen, meaning the God within, that can be a very spiritual, taking something like psychedelics, including magic mushrooms, including LSD, DMT, some of these things are very profound spiritual experiences, and it can take somebody who sort of standard human experience is to be afraid of death. You know, like we're raised to be afraid to die. And the experience that somebody can have on one of these drugs, and I imagine under specific therapeutic settings, it's more likely to occur, the experience somebody can have is to become okay with it, to kind of, you know, whether or not it's meeting your maker, so to speak, it's the idea of realizing that everything's going to be okay and that maybe there is something for our, whatever the energy or the soul is within our bodies, maybe there's something more after this. I can't speak to exactly the experience that each individual has, but it's been known that a psychedelic experience or an entheogenic experience can help somebody come to terms with the fact that they are mortal and that this experience on earth is going to end and be more okay with it. They've definitely found that to be the case.
Do you know what scientific reasons that happens, like what happens in their brain or what happens with their body when they do that?
No, I don't. I mean, generally there's like sort of the generic statement that doing things like an entheogen is going to allow sort of neuro pathways or whatever to connect that otherwise wouldn't. You become more aware of things that you otherwise would not be aware of, whether that be patterns in nature or whether that be processes within your own mind, connections that you didn't perhaps notice before. So it does open up different pathways, and whatever that does to the brain is probably a factor in why people can come to these new conclusions.
I appreciate that because I have a family member who is nearing the end, and she is afraid And so it was something that I wanted to suggest, but I didn't have like a good reason or an argument, I guess, per se, to tell her, hey, maybe you should just think about trying this.
I would look for some stories online. There's a ton of stuff at arrowwood.org, of course, which is my favorite go-to website for doing research.
You can find personal stories of people within each category of drugs on arrowwood.com.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if there were some end-of-life kind of coming to grips stories available there. If not, just look around for, say, mushrooms. Yeah, as far as making a recommendation, again, I've always got to throw the disclaimer out there. Do your research.
Right.
Take the time to learn about this stuff, learn what risks there might be. But the good news about magic mushrooms is they are relatively low risk when compared to other drugs. They are relatively short acting when, as far as trips are concerned.
And you can sleep after.
Yes, and you can sleep afterwards. I do not recommend LSD for somebody that's an inexperienced psychonaut or whatever, somebody that's never done anything like this before. It ultimately was the first entheogen that I ever did, and I'm not going to say it wasn't a bad, most of the times I've done it, it's been a pretty good experience. But the problem with LSD is it is so long. You really have to invest a very long time in that particular drug. I've never done an ayahuasca trip before. I've heard that is particularly good with coming to grips with, things in your life, bad things in your life, not just, the potential for death, but other challenges that somebody might be having. I've heard the people that have done these ayahuasca journeys have raved about them. And again, these are also very, very powerful experiences. So if there's some sort of negativity in your life, that could very well bubble and likely will bubble to the surface, and you will have to confront whatever kind of demons, quote unquote, you might have. And some people are not going to be ready for that kind of an experience, which is why you need to have, especially with ayahuasca, you need to have a guide, a shaman or whatever to guide you through that. It's not just something that you can, just take a dose of and go for it. You have to really be very cautious with something like that. And from what I understand, that can last for a very, very long time as well. So the nice thing about mushrooms is it's something that you can probably more easily acquire. They're pretty common out there in like darknet marketplaces, for instance. Some people have a difficult time consuming them, in which case you may want to look for liquid psilocybin, which makes it a lot easier to consume. Makes it more easy to measure the doses with. And just having a sitter there, somebody who has maybe some experience, of course, is ideal. But the nice thing about mushrooms, as Bonnie pointed out, is you can go to sleep afterwards. You're going to be tired. You're going to be hungry. Whereas LSD, as good as it can be, it's like, oh my God, anybody that's ever done LSD, you know how bad the sleep is after that. It doesn't even feel like you're sleeping, and then the next day you're completely zonked, whereas the next day after a mushroom journey and a good night's sleep, you're feeling good. You're waking up feeling refreshed. You're ready to move on to whatever is coming next. At least that's been my experience. Obviously, everyone's different. So, again, that's where the whole research angle comes in. So.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Angie. Good luck, and
take
thanks
care.
For the
Bye.
Call tonight. By the way, I did a little search here, and I found out that the Entheofest that they had in Ann Arbor, according to nlive.com, which is a Michigan website for news, not only did it surpass 500 people, but they say thousands of people attended the very first ever psychedelic shroom festival yesterday at the University of Michigan DIAG for Ann Arbor's Entheofest.
Yeah, I saw a picture and it looked like a lot of people sitting out. It almost looked like kind of like a city square, but I guess it was a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of people just sitting out on blankets.
No issues or arrests, according to University of Michigan police. The three-hour event celebrated the one-year anniversary of Ann Arbor's move to declare entheogenic plants and fungi the city's lowest law enforcement priority. That includes ayahuasca, ibogaine, mescaline, peyote, psilocybic mushrooms, and other natural compounds with hallucinogenic properties. They had speakers, of course, including the senators who are proposing a statewide decriminalization bill, as well as some others. So good on them. I'm glad to see that particular event went off very, very well. Whether you want to comment on end of life, maybe you've got a personal experience you want to explain to Angie, our last caller there, she's looking into, you know, what to do, how to get somebody to kind of come to grips with the fact that we're all going to be gone someday. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. 0. You can get your tickets for Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening in Mulheim, Switzerland, hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Early bird tickets were through today, so whether that's still available or not, I am not certain. You may be just on the cusp of being able to get those. If you're listening to us on podcast, you're probably too late, but you can still go and get the regular price tickets over at LifetimeLiberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime aims to explore projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers will be from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more at this October 16th event. So it's coming up fast. But maybe you don't want to actually physically go to Switzerland because, well, there's all kinds of ridiculous travel restrictions and mandates and vaccine requirements and all that in place. So you can just stay home and do it online. There are digital tickets available for Liberty in Our Lifetime. Again, it's happening October 16th. The tickets are available right now over at LifetimeLiberty.com. You can see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at LifetimeLiberty.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
We're talking about entheogens and or aka psychedelic substances. The recent news being that Michigan has Detroit specifically going to be voting on decriminalization of psychedelics, plant-based ones, I should say. So LSD is not included, but plant-based psychedelics will possibly be decriminalized in the city of Detroit. They, of course, are already decriminalized in several other cities across the United States. Ann Arbor did decriminalize mushrooms last year as well. So if you want to comment on that, that led to a larger discussion about the sort of medical uses and the spiritual uses of entheogenic substances like psychedelic mushrooms. And we're going to go to Riley, who's on the line in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live, Riley.
Hey, guys. You mentioned ayahuasca earlier, and I wanted to talk about my experience with ayahuasca. I took ayahuasca. I participated in 2 ayahuasca ceremonies last year, back-to-back.
Wow.
Before coming to New Hampshire last year.
Where is this happening? I mean, I know you live in Utah, which doesn't really, like, scream out a place where you can go to take ayahuasca, as, you know, with all the Mormons around. Was it in Utah, or did you have to travel somewhere for this?
I actually did it in Utah. Wow. I knew the right people, and it's kind of an underground operation. So my experiences with psychedelics, since I'm blind, are not visual. A lot of auditory hallucinations can occur, mental hallucinations, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a different experience than I'm going to take psychedelics for a visual experience. For me, it's definitely a spiritual odyssey and an emotional experience as well. Mm. They've been very therapeutic. I first took mushrooms in ceremony back in January of last year, and that was also a very healing experience. The reason why I like taking psychedelics in ceremony is that there is someone there to guide you. You're generally in a group of people taking the same substance, mm-hmm. and it's just a better experience. I know when I took psychedelics the first time, the shaman there gave us some ground rules we had to follow. And so those have always stuck in my mind, taking psychedelics.
What are some of the ground rules? I mean, like, go ahead and, you know, give us the top 3 or whatever ones you want to, you know, share with us.
Just some ground rules that they had us observe is don't touch anyone unless you have their consent, because consent's important.
Yeah.
Another one is they told us to leave the bathroom door open.
Okay.
Or not open, but unlocked, so they could get in and get us if something happened.
Makes sense.
And the other one I remember is they didn't want us to have our cell phones with us in the space, and they told us to keep our shoes off so we didn't go running outside or whatever. So those are some ground rules that I remember, and I try and stick with as much as possible unless I'm with somebody that's my trip sitter.
How large were the groups that you were in?
I don't remember how large the group I was in that took mushrooms, but I think the group I was in that took ayahuasca was about 28 people.
Wow.
So a fairly good size group.
And, you know, of 28 people, did anybody have, like, a real bad time that had to kind of, you know, be dealt with in some way? You know, or was it pretty uneventful as far as that
goes? It was pretty uneventful as far as people having a really, really bad time. Mm-hmm. I know I had a rough experience my second night, but, you know, ultimately I got through it.
Now, you say your second night. Does that mean you're doing one dose on one night and then another dose the next night? This is like a weekend-long thing? Or tell us about the kind of process.
So the process was that it was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday sort of experience. So Friday night, we took ayahuasca. We took a dose of ayahuasca or as much as we needed for that night. Then we did the same thing Saturday night. And then Sunday, they gave us something called San Pedro or Huachuma, which contains mescaline, which is found in peyote as well.
Oh, wow.
And
that was a hell of a weekend.
That was a day ceremony. Yeah, it was a hell of a weekend for us, for sure. And it was pretty intense. But it was very healing. I think the most important thing after a psychedelic experience isn't the experience itself. It's the integration process, because the integration process gives you the opportunity to sit back, reflect about your experience, journal about it, and get to grips with what happened to you, because, you know, tripping is such an intense experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, well, I guess, can you tie in any way with what Angie's question was earlier about end of life? Did you have any kind of spiritual revelations about that during any of your trips?
I don't know if I had spiritual revelations about end of life necessarily, but I did encounter what I would consider God, and it basically was a very loving experience rather than an experience of judgment.
Mm. Wow. What would you say
That's the only thing I can comment about the end of life. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I was going to say, what would you say was the most important thing that you learned from your experience?
That's a tough question.
Trust the experience. Trust the medicine. Trust the process.
Wow. Love it. Anything else you want to share tonight, Riley? Really interesting call.
I think the most important thing for people to remember is, if you're going to take psychedelics for spiritual or healing purposes, remember they are tools. They're not a substitute for any sort of practice. I think it's important to have a practice as you come out of the experience rather than just relying on the medicine or the tool itself.
Like you said, the integration, taking some time to reflect the next day, for instance. Is that generally how you do it?
Yep, next day, next few days, next week, month, year, sometimes. It just depends.
Awesome. Riley, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Look forward to seeing you when
you
come out for your visit here to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call.
All right, I look forward to it, too.
Yeah. It was one of my questions for him when he first told me that he had done mushrooms. Like, what's that like as a blind person? And because in a lot of cases, these things are very visual experiences. But for him, you know, he didn't all of a sudden see things he wouldn't have seen before. Or he didn't restore his vision or anything like that, or give him patterns. Like, a lot of people get very strong closed-eye visuals with these things. But like he said, a very spiritual experience and a very moving one. So, fascinating stuff. You can share your experiences here with us on Free Talk Live on Magic Mushroom Day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine is demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiance, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Virginia are on the hunt for a suspect behind a double school shooting at a high school this morning. Police say a 17-year-old male and female were shot at Heritage High School in the city of Newport News, but their injuries were believed to not be life-threatening.
We transported four, maybe five individuals to area hospitals. Two are suffering from a gunshot wound. One has been struck in the side of the face area. One has been struck in the lower leg.
The White House kept commercial flights outside the country to over two dozen Republican governors are urging a meeting with President Biden due to the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The governors have sent a letter to the White House citing concerns about the flow of illegal immigrants coming across the border. This comes as Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a federal emergency declaration, stating a large illegal immigrant group is starting a camp under the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. We were just talking with Riley, who is, I should have mentioned, he's the guy that does the Free Talk Live Daily Digest. So if you subscribe to the Free Talk Live podcast, which you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can find our podcast links there, you can subscribe. And one of the things that comes out pretty much every day is Riley's, basically his 20, 30-minute long cut of our full show. So he picks the things that he thinks are the most interesting from the show, and he makes a daily digest. And so he's pretty consistent at doing that. And so thank you, Riley, for providing that for us on a daily basis. But he was just telling us about his ayahuasca journey that he's done, it sounded like more than once. It's basically a weekend-long trip where you do ayahuasca once on a Friday night, then you do it again on Saturday, and then
you do peyote.
Apparently, yeah, mescaline something on the third day. And he said it's been a real benefit to him spiritually. And I've got a story here, Bonnie, that is related to that. I've actually been holding on to this for about a month now. I'm glad to have an excuse to talk about it. It's from Bloomberg.com Business Week. All-inclusive magic mushroom retreats are the new luxury, quote, trips. So, Elisa...
Wait, so there was old luxury trips? Oh,
quote,
I see.
Quote, trips.
Okay, I get it. Like, so, trips like vacation.
So people have figured out they can turn this into a real industry. Now, that was one question I didn't think to ask Riley was, hey, what'd this cost you? Because I wanted to focus on the, you know, his experience. But it does make me curious. Like, he just did some sort of underground thing. So I imagine it wasn't much more than the cost of, you know, the drugs and then maybe some sort of fee to stay in this place, right? Because he was there for the weekend. So there's obviously a cost involved in running any of these things. But some of them are getting luxurious, like to the point of pretty ridiculous sounding. And that's what the story's about. Elisa Bigham was looking for a new beginning. She'd recently left her marriage of 47 years and was trying to understand who she was outside of that union. She says, I kept having the thought, you just need to go on a retreat and get away from everything, she said. My intention was a reset of who I am, something that could bring me a big transformation.
So she left her.
Bigham, 64, had read Michael Pollan's book, How to Change Your Mind, which chronicles the new research into psychedelics and their medicinal properties. She came away from it interested in exploring those possibilities for herself. So she booked a retreat at Silo Wellness, which operates in Jamaica's Montego Bay Resort community. And I should note that is my understanding is mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, are legal in Jamaica. So that would be why this is happening there.
Nice.
She was drawn to its nightly ceremonies, during which participants take psilocybin mushrooms and, led by local Rastafarians, embark on a series of transcendental journeys that might include visions and an altered emotional state. The mushrooms can have a bitter, earthy taste, so honey was also provided for those who wanted a chaser. After the first trip, she felt profoundly, fundamentally changed. She said, it was like I'd found my superpower, she said. Bigham's experience is becoming more and more common as a new breed of retreat is offering not only the lush surroundings, pleasant accommodations, and well-prepared food of high-end vacations, but also the spiritual healing and metaphysical self-discovery of guided plant-based psychedelic experiences. Colloquially, they're called trips, though most practitioners prefer the term journey. At the all-inclusive Sotala Healing Center, amidst 22 acres near the Gulf of Nicoya in Costa Rica, stays run from $2,600 to $8,900, depending on the length of the journey and the room style that you choose. The main event of the itinerary, which ranges from 5 to 12 nights, isn't a boozy luau or snorkeling excursion, but an ayahuasca ceremony led by native Pibo healers.
Wow.
Now, this is interesting because, you know, on one hand, it's like, oh, shocking, look at how much money this is. On the other hand, people shell out this kind of money to go on vacations all over the place. So it's interesting that they're tying in now a journey, like a spiritual journey, into these what would otherwise be just resort kind of vacations.
Instead of just doing lame alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And there have been, and then making decisions you're going to regret, you know, you might regret later.
Yeah.
But one of the things some people have regretted with some of these ayahuasca journeys is some people have gone into, like, the jungle of South America trying to find these supposed ayahuasca journeys and then getting ripped off and, like, getting robbed.
Oh my goodness.
So if you're going to an all-inclusive resort, you're paying quite a bit of money for likely going to be a safe experience. You're not going to, I mean, you're already paying a lot of money. You're not going to get robbed, you know, and thrown into the woods or something like that. In Vancouver, the Journeyman Collective focuses on imparting spiritual well-being into the corporate world. Their guided mushroom ceremonies, in which 2 to 5 grams of psychoactive fungi are blended with gourmet chocolate, are held at local lodgings and aimed at helping business leaders and executive teams align their companies with a greater purpose. Gary Logan founded the Journeyman Collective in 2018 with his husband, Robert Grover, and says the goal is to make guests feel taken care of. We want to cradle you, nurture you, and guide you through this process. We want people to relax and rest into the medicine and not worry if there's a tarantula on their face.
Oh, my God.
I guess that's a reference to just, you know,
going into the actual woods. Oh, that's so scary.
Douglas Gordon, chief executive officer of Silo Wellness, says his retreat is in line with the changing notions of luxury. Quote, real luxury is being able to wear flip-flops to dinner. It's not necessarily black tie, you know. It's about an authentic experience, like, do you want to go to that amazing jerk chicken place down the road? That's the type of person we want to attract, someone who puts value into experiences.
We have an amazing jerk chicken place down the road.
It's true. Psychedelics in the public sphere have undergone a profound shift in recent years, sometimes referred to as the shroom boom. In a short time, the thinking has evolved from viewing them as recreational drugs to understanding the experiences as therapeutic, with an array of potential benefits. The year before Pollan published his 2018 book, which covers research demonstrating that substances like DMT, which is the active ingredient in ayahuasca, LSD, and psilocybin may ameliorate the effects of PTSD, depression, and addiction. which is something we touched briefly on earlier in this show. We didn't get deep into the different studies, but suffice it to say there have been various studies done within the last two decades on all of these drugs regarding those maladies, and they have been very effective. Writer Ailet Waldman published A Really Good Day, chronicling the deeply positive effects for her of microdosing, which is taking, for her, was taking extremely small amounts of LSD daily. More recently, Netflix's The Goop Lab followed employees at Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle website as they flew to Jamaica and took part in a psychedelic healing session that included lots of laughing, crying, and writhing around on the floor. Podcaster Joe Rogan is also a vocal advocate of ayahuasca. Already, it appears there's serious money to be made. According to DataBridge Market Research, the psychedelic market is projected to reach $10.7 billion. And I presume they mean the legal psychedelic market here, which is expected to reach $10.7 billion by 2027, which is up from $3.8 billion just last year.
Wow.
Travel entrepreneurs are looking on with interest. Quote, the wellness industry continues to grow in size and importance in consumers' lives post-pandemic, said the head of insights for WGSN, Joe McDonald, saying further, staying healthy mentally and physically is a top priority. A study published in November of last year by Research and Markets valued the overall wellness tourism industry at $735.8 billion by 2027. They said it would be $1.2
trillion. You know, I'm interested, and maybe I'll ask Riley if I get to meet him when he comes here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know what these guides and shamans, what do they say to you? Like, I don't really know if I would prefer that over doing it alone, because I like where my mind goes. I don't really have, like, issues, I don't think, with, like, going down a dark rabbit hole. I don't like to look at my...
Have you ever had a bad trip?
I don't like looking at my face in the mirror because I feel like I look like a worm. or like a dead body. It's creepy.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Not to creep anyone out. But
okay.
That's the only thing. I don't like to look in the mirror on shrooms. But anyways, it just makes me wonder, what do these people say to you? Because I like where my mind goes. I remember watching K-pop music videos on shrooms and then just thinking, wow, women are fantastic. Women are goddesses, and I love being a woman. Like, for like a week after.
Wow. It's an interesting experience, and I think for a lot of people, the shaman experience is something that you definitely want to do, like, the first time. You always want to trip the first time with somebody who has experience. There's more.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
If you want to jump in the remaining moments and comment on psychedelics, a.k.a. entheogens, that's actually what we've been talking about for most of the night. And we still have time for you. The number is 603-283-6160. It is Magic Mushroom Day. Apparently that's a thing now on September 20th. So we are not quite half a year away from April 20th, but several months from April 20th. So this is sort of the other, I guess, related holiday, if you
will. I didn't even think about that at all. And it's kind of, sorry, it's almost the, the equinox, fall equinox.
Yeah, I think that's like basically right now, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess.
Right
and
now,
it's
tomorrow.
Full moon.
So, good time for it. EntheoFest attracted thousands of people, a first-time event in Ann Arbor, Michigan, over the weekend, which was, again, all about promoting psychedelics, and of course, you know, the safe use of psychedelics. And I keep using that term because I'm still used to it, but I do like the term entheogen better. It's just a more descriptive term. You were just talking, Bonnie, about how you aren't so sure regarding the idea of going on a journey with a shaman. Like, you were wondering kind of what is the purpose, or what does that bring? What is the benefit to that?
Yeah, I'd like to know about the shaman first, not just like, oh, he's a shaman, he's a healer. I'd like to know exactly what he believes in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that I would want somebody, like, preaching to me while I'm tripping.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Like, I've not ever done anything like that. The first time I did trip, I tripped with somebody else who had tripped before. So that, to me, is, I think that's the most important component, is to be there with somebody that knows you. And, you know, cares about you and wants you to have a positive experience. You probably don't know the shaman, likely, that you're going to see in whatever situation that you're going to, so that could probably feel weird for some people. In our chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com, Inkblot says, you don't need no shaman, F that.
And he says, DMT is for wine ants.
As in, like,
it's the most powerful hallucinogenic in the world.
Yeah, I don't know what he means by DMT is for wine aunts, but DMT is an incredible experience, and if you're interested in things like entheogens, it's definitely one worth trying. Of course, DMT is the short-acting version. Usually it's a smoked or vaporized thing, whereas ayahuasca is many, many, many hours in length, and apparently even more, like, spiritually important, like, because you can't, you're not just going away. It's not just ending in 10 minutes. Like, you're down for the count with ayahuasca for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's, like I said before, there's something bad in your mind or whatever in your life, some sort of trauma, it's coming up likely, and you're going to have to confront it.
And that's why you should do shadow work sober.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why a shaman is valuable in something like an ayahuasca trip, because it is so, is supposedly so intense. And so I imagine people that have had those experiences could speak to that, whether it's tonight at 603-283-6160 or later. Riley is coming out to visit, so that maybe that is a question we can ask him when he gets in here, as he'll likely be co-hosting with us when he comes out. But we were just talking about this story from Bloomberg News. It came out last month, and it's about an interesting kind of expansion in the psychedelic, quote, industry, if you will. These trip experiences have moved into luxury resorts. So they get into that here in the story, like, you know, this sort of evolution, if you will, of where this industry's gone and where it's come from. Solara, so they're talking about some of these different places. One of them's in Jamaica, another one's in Costa Rica. They're using magic mushrooms at one place, they're using ayahuasca at another, to take people who are willing to spend thousands of dollars on a resort experience on a journey, a spiritual journey. Solara may lack the five-star indulgences of, say, Utah's decadent Amangiri Resort, but its rooms are comfortably Spartan and airy, the meals thoughtfully prepared, and the pool azure blue. If these perks seem at odds with the spiritual quests at hand, there's a reason. Melissa Stangl, a founding partner at Solara and its chief operating officer, says that while working at a rustic retreat in a remote corner of the Peruvian jungle, she noticed the clientele had a specific adventure-seeking demographic, a.k.a. backpackers, because it's out in the middle of nowhere. She said the sanctuary's remoteness, she realized, limited its client base. So when Solara opened in June of 2018, it chose the more established tourist infrastructure of Costa Rica, with lodging that leans toward the elegant, an effort to appeal to a broader swath of potential customers.
I bet those backpackers in Peru were going out looking for giant elongated skulls.
That's getting into a totally different discussion, Bonnie. This work can be uncomfortable, she says, of the ayahuasca ceremonies. It's not uncommon for those who drink it to vomit, for example. In fact, that's pretty standard from what I understand.
Wow.
Being able to provide a space that's comfortable for guests where they don't have to worry about the danger they might feel in a remote part of the jungle is important. We found that when they're at ease, they're more able to open up to the medicine. At Silo, Gordon oversees a retreat where each session is individually tailored to the person or group attending. They offer specific bookings geared toward women, fitness enthusiasts, or the LGBTQ community. On average, they cost $3,995 per person, or $6,400 per couple, and are hosted at local villas or other high-end accommodations. By offering an elevated travel experience, he's found clients are able to more fully embrace the overwhelming and, by some accounts, exhausting aspects of the core experience, the guided mushroom journey. He says, we're trying to achieve that balance that speaks to luxury, the food, environment, and the service. Often, intentions are set during introductory rituals, and there are integration practices afterward to help process the experience and incorporate the insights into one's everyday life.
I like that idea, but I don't think you need a shaman for it. Setting an intention for before you go into a trip?
That's one of the most important things, is to have a good set and setting. And part of the set and setting is your intention, like your mindset going into something like this. If you are bothered by something, if there's something that's angering you or upsetting you, you know, feeling good, don't do it. You know, put it off until a different day when you're more at ease and you're ready to go into this experience. I would never, I can't imagine how bad a trip you could have if you go into it, go into something that's, you know, as intense as an entheogenic experience with negative mindset. So being ready for it is important, and having a good place where you feel comfortable. And that's part of what they're doing here. They're trying to create a place where these folks feel comfortable, who many of them have probably never had this experience before. So you've done an entheogenic substance before. If you've done it before, you have some idea of what to expect, and you're more able to do it more independently, I think, in that case. These are people who maybe their entire lives have never encountered anything like this. And I can understand why people want their handheld. And I think that's important. Despite their growing prominence in the zeitgeist, psychedelics, it should be said, are still illegal in most parts of the world, limiting the market scale of this wellness niche. Currently, Jamaica and the Netherlands, where the British Psychedelic Society has been offering psilocybin-based retreats since 2016, are primary destinations because of their liberal laws around psychoactive substances. Options are popping up in locations like Canada, Mexico, and even the U.S. The Sacred House of Eden organizes retreats from its headquarters in Denver, the first American city to decriminalize psilocybin mushrooms. Quote, experiences that adopt holistic approaches to healing, balancing psychedelic experiences with more traditional wellness experiences like yoga therapy, are gaining popularity as people seek to rebalance after stresses of 2 years of lockdown, he said. Bigham, who attended the Silo retreat, recalls sitting on pillows and blankets during her mushroom journeys, a total of three during her five-day women's retreat hosted at the plush Half Moon Resort, all while looking out over the ocean or gazing at the stars.
Wow.
Her days were filled with yoga classes or seminars on nutrition before the nightly trips from about 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Meals were taken on a patio overlooking the sea. There was barely time to take a dip in the on-site pool. She went in with a small but meaningful goal in mind. She said, I felt like I was so self-conscious that I couldn't close my bedroom door and dance by myself. She said, I want to go to Jamaica and I want to dance. We went out to this Rastafarian village and they were playing drums and I said, hey, ask them if they'll teach us how to dance. And they taught us how to dance.
Aww.
When she returned home, her friends and family noticed a marked shift. She said, my daughter said, Mom, you're different. So then they go into like a quick rundown of some of these different places they've been talking about. The Silo Wellness, which is five-day, four-night sessions in Jamaica with meditation, meal planning workshops, and possibly intense workout routines if you want. In addition to psilocybin-assisted ceremonies, you're looking at a low end of $39.95. That's almost $4,000 per person. But then again, you're traveling to, you know, Jamaica, and you're getting a full all-inclusive thing. The Journeyman Collective outside Vancouver, guided psychedelic experiences, mushrooms, coaching sessions focused on harmony and relationships and prosperity and business from 10 weeks to 18 months from $30,000.
Oh, my God.
And the Soltala Healing Center in Costa Rica, $2,600 per person for 5 nights. That doesn't seem too bad.
Well, I just want to say I love that for that woman because I think that a lot of people who don't think that they like dancing is just because they're...
They haven't tried it.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.